Reincarnation creates a gap in memory, except for those few who carry memory over from one life to the next. In the space between one lifetime and the next, identity is reshaped. Somehow we change completely, and at the same time we continue as who we were. The afterlife, then, is a kind of transformation chamber. We emerge from it not just a bit unique, but totally free to create ourselves from all the tools available in consciousness. As the Vedic rishis saw it, reincarnation is a creative leap that recombines old karma, good and bad, in a unique combination. The new lifetime and the old are joined inexorably by millions of karmic links, yet for the most part, the person being reborn feels that he is something totally new. When you die, you leave your body, but you remain aware of who you are. Next, like a drowning man seeing his life pass before his eyes, your karma unravels, and you re-experience all your significant moments since birth. Only this time, right and wrong are also clearly revealed, with no excuses or rationalizations. You become responsible for everything you did. As these judgments are made, they are all self-judgments, not divine edicts. You find yourself in regions of the Akasha known as lokas, worlds that reflect the kind of reward or punishment that your actions deserve. You may suffer in a hellish loka for what seems like eternity, and what you're actually experiencing is your own awareness working out its own dilemmas and conflicts. Why am I here? Do I deserve to suffer? Is there a way out? People who are disconnected from themselves will be as baffled by the afterlife as they are by the present. However, being disconnected is an illusion from the soul's perspective, and however long it may take, understanding, symbolized by light, begins to dawn. In clarity, you realize that I am is your basis. You no longer identify with being a certain person. You now identify with being conscious. And what fills the screen are fresh possibilities. The karma you brought into the last lifetime has been exhausted, and fresh seeds of karma are ready to sprout. For a long period, you experience bliss or ananda. You have gained pure being, which brings its own fulfillment regardless of any karma, good or bad. You find yourself in the gap as the one between two thoughts. Only this time, you are aware of uncountable possibilities from which to choose. How do you choose the next life? Through the same process as choosing the next thought. We do this all the time, yet we don't know how we do it. The next thought emerges from the gap, the purely unknown. You will witness as the dream of a new identity begins to clothe you. You will fall into your next life in complete surrender to past actions that you still know almost nothing about. But we can take a more active role in how we reincarnate. In the gap, when every possibility confronts us, choice lies among those possibilities. The elaborate rituals in the Tibetan Book of the Dead aren't designed to get a kind person to a nice heaven and a better next lifetime. They are designed to make freedom of choice real, to bring the person fully aware into the gap, so that karma can be shaped, controlled, and even fully resolved.